This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
We used to race our bikes down Cherry Hill every day after school. We'd race every day, and he'd always beat me. But one time, I beat him.
You beat Kevin down Cherry Hill?
Yes, I did. He ate my dust.
Big deal. One time.
You know, one time at Randy Cooper's swim party, I did a backflip off the high dive, and my brother chickened out.
Roger chickened out? He's a Marine.
Aw, that's nothing. One time in Spring Carnival, I beat both my brothers in the cow dunk toss.
You beat Matt and Brad in the turd toss?
You know, one time I went fishing with my entire family, and I was the only one that didn't throw up.
So what? That still doesn't make us good football players.
Yeah. Wait a second, guys. Whoever said you had to be good to play football? You play football because you want to. You play football because it's fun. You play football so you can go out there and pretend that you're Joe Montana throwing a touchdown pass or Emmitt Smith going for a long run. And even if those Cowboys are better than you guys, even if they beat you 99 times out of 100, that still leaves
one time.
One time.
Yeah. One time.
Hey, Joyriders, and welcome one and all to a brand new, fresh out the oven joyride. This week, the guys ask and answer the question, where is your hope? Now, the clip you just heard is from a movie called Little Giants. It's about a ragtag bunch of kids that weren't quote-unquote good enough to make the Little League football team, so they started their own. The clip takes place at halftime and the kids are losing pretty badly, but the coach wouldn't let them lose hope just yet. In fact, they found hope in the shared experience of overcoming a tough challenge, much like David versus Goliath. That's a little foreshadowing for the Masculine Journey episode this week. So, Joyriders, what say you? Where does your hope lie? For some, it's hope in their family and friends. You know, the ones to their left and their right.
We're gonna stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
That's right, Jan. And just when you think they're about to break apart,
ducks fly together!
And when the wind blows hard and the sky is black,
ducks fly together!
And when the roosters are crowing and the cows are spinning circles in the pasture,
ducks fly together! And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.
So, dear listeners, hang on to hope. And if all else fails, be sure to
grab your gear and come on a quest with your Band of Brothers, who will serve as the guides in what we call the Masculine Journey.
And the Masculine Journey starts here now.
Today's topic is, where's your go-to for hope? Like, where is it that you are hanging on? I remember when the car business was in one of its many downturns and droughts, that there was this picture of this little kitten that had its claws dug in. It said, "Hang in there, baby." You know, so what are you hanging on to when you hang in? And so, you know, what do we have back from an amazing journey down under? The Jim Graham himself is, you know, so Jim, you know, when you got to hang in there, baby, where do you go?
Well, one of the things that I witnessed down under were a heck of a lot of sheep. And the friend we were staying with, or he's a lead farmer on a very large we'd call it a ranch. They call it a farm, even though what they grow is to feed the cattle and the sheep. But the sheep were amazing in their ability, when trying to run from danger, to run right in front of the danger.
That's bad.
It was. And fortunately, the drivers, well, Andrew was in front of me driving, but I just was sitting there. It was crazy because they knew they had to get away from this machine coming their way, but 3 out of 5 of the sheep would run right in front of it at the last second. So he was being careful not to take out the sheep. And
you don't want to ram them, right?
No, you don't. Ooh, I knew I should have avoided sheep. But it did remind me of how we react to scary things. As humans, we are sheep. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, I was going to say.
You're about to explode.
This is just a new crowd, and we just want to. So Robbie is our expert pun artist here. I mean, we're constantly, if there's somebody's going to say something, Robbie's got a response to it. So
anyway. Sam.
Always.
Sam always trumps. He's a punny guy.
Yeah, Sam's good too, but Robbie happens to be here, so I'm going to.
That's true.
So from the Guides of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.